What is going on, everybody? Peace and love, and welcome back to the 10th episode of The Blind Perspective. Thank you guys all so much for tuning in. Please make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. It really means a lot. It'll really boost my algorithm, the blind algorithm, that is. And once again, we are back at it again with the 10th blind banger. Let's give it up. All right. So, a couple of updates with me. Not too much has happened. I'm still in recovery, still in the neck situation. So, you know, that's that. Anyways, so not really too much has happened with me while I'm in recovery. However, some things have been brought to my attention that I'd just like to just clear up. Okay. So I'm realizing that we're getting closer to September. We're in the last couple of weeks of August. And you're meaning to tell me that we're already having Halloween candy in the 14th day or the second week, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I got this update on August 14th, and really, I love it when you guys give me these little updates of what's going on and what you guys see, because it really adds fuel to my fucking rage. And you guys already know, like, as usual, we're going out guns blazing, okay? Yeah, so just keep all that information coming so I get this information on August 14th, that there's already fucking Halloween candy. And not only that, okay, but Spirit Halloween has had this new idea that they had back in last year, that they're going to be converting 10 stores from Spirit Halloween into Spirit Christmas. Now, here's the thing. You're meaning to tell me that you're not trying to confuse any type of children? Like, it really makes no sense. You're meaning to tell me that you want all of us to upload our IDs to play fucking video games, but you want to confuse children? You just want to skip over Thanksgiving, right? Because we ain't got nothing to be thankful for. Okay. All right. So, like, really, what the fuck are we doing? Like, what happened to Thanksgiving? Like, why are we trying to rush through the fucking year? Like, we need to pump the fucking brakes, cool the fucking jets, whatever we gotta do. And can we just simmer the fuck down? We're trying to rush through the year and acting up. Yeah, we already got 10 stores converting from Halloween overnight to Christmas. And it really makes no sense. Like, it truly makes no sense. So some things that are really going on in the world today and really seem to be going trending, I guess, are that a mother is about ready to divorce her husband because her mother-in-law had gotten a tattoo dedicated to her grandchildren. Now, she had gotten this. Now, let me give you some context. This woman, whose name is, it doesn't really matter, she had mixed children, okay? Her kids were half black, half white. So the mother of the husband, so her mother-in-law, went and got tattoos. People, she got tattoos of monkeys. What? Yeah, that's right. Fucking monkeys. And, like, gave no, the audacity that people have. And apparently she didn't mean no harm by it, but this just is such a dense fuck up. Like, how do you do that? And yo, this woman should be like wanting fucking divorce, because think about it this way. Not only did she fuck it up, okay, and people really were starting to come at her and the tattoo artist that did the tattoo and all that, you guys should not be doing that though. Like, can we stop coming at people online, like, thinking that we're thugs and shit, like we're about to be fucking Liam Neeson from Taken? Like, let's calm the fuck down, people, okay? But you're meaning to tell me that like, I would simply get a divorce if I was in this man's perspective and the woman's mother made that fuck up, I would be getting a divorce on the simple fact that you came from this woman. So the stupidity gland must be active in your brain as well. It must be genetic. But like, what the fuck is going on with people? Another thing too. So it's real disappointing, right? But apparently a 16-year-old mentally disabled teenager who was 16 in Ohio, who worked at it's spelled Meijer. I don't know if it's Myers or Majors, whatever store it's called. So he was fired and had the cops called on him because he was eating fruit cups and chicken out of the trash. Now, mind you, this was the store had already thrown out the food. Now, can we just talk about that for a second? The fact that all of these major companies and fast food places will throw out food, perfectly good food, and the fact that they won't donate it to a homeless shelter, and these are the same people that will get in their cars and drive and see a homeless person and not even think twice. Like, not even think twice to, like, put a few burgers in a bag. And maybe, like, help somebody out. No, they choose to throw it out because it's going to be old. Like, what the fuck's going on with people these days? That's the stupidity. All right, the stupidity is real. So you may need to tell me. And mind you, so they call the cops. And mind you, this was after employees in the camera had seen this kid who, again, was disabled and eating chicken and fruit cups out of the trash. And they watched him and they tallied up $110 worth of products that they were already going to throw out. Let me repeat that again. They were already going to throw out. And they called the cops on him, a 16-year-old kid. Now, I wasn't in any person's position that was seeing this. I would, for one, I'd be like, yo, you probably shouldn't be doing that. Like, what's going on? And it's the fact that we have all this technology and all these advancements today. And no one thinks to be like, wait, why is this kid going into the garbage to get food? Like, no one thinks to maybe question the fact that maybe this is his only source of food. Like, maybe he's got financial problems. Like, maybe he doesn't have, like, a full fridge at home. Like, maybe he has neglectful parents or a neglectful family. And I'm not saying that these are the things, but no one really wants to think about these things. And it's really disappointing in society, and it's really something to where we have all this technology and everybody wants to go viral, but no one wants to take a step back and get the fuck out of their own way and maybe give some context to a situation like, hey, why is that 16-year-old kid going into a garbage can to eat? Like, no one wants to ask that question. We just immediately just want to watch him tally up $110 worth of product and then call the cops. Like, the fact that you let it get up to the fact that you watched him go to the, like, again, it's shitty fucking human beings. And I'm so sick of it. So onward with people's stupidity in the world. So apparently people are mad because Cracker Barrel, people are all up in their skirts clutching their pearls because Cracker Barrel changed their logo and their interior. So apparently they removed I guess his name is Uncle Herschel. First of all, if anybody's name is Uncle Herschel, no offense to anybody's name who's Herschel, but if he's just leaning up on a barrel like that, just watching you eat, like, that's like that creepy uncle at the barbecue that's always like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like that creepy uncle at the barbecue. Go on and see your Uncle Herschel. No. Uncle Herschel can stay his ass at home. Okay? So, here, like, and the fact that people are really getting all up in their feelings about the change of a logo. People, like, what is going on? Like, as a society, what really is going on? It's much like how, okay, so Lego announced the new Lego Batman game. And so apparently they went all out because the map of the video game is bigger than the Arkham Knight world. Like, and this had three islands, okay? So the Lego Batman video game that's coming out has four islands that you can unlock. It includes Arkham Island and basically all the islands that are in Arkham Knight. And so I guess what people are really like all up in their feelings about is comic book accuracy. Go fucking figure. So Detective Comics came out with a comic book, Detective Comics 241. And mind you, this was the year 1957. So basically the whole concept of this thing was that Batman changed his bat suit every day. And it was actually a pretty cool comic. Like, I actually had to do some research because I was seeing the controversy and I was like, wait a minute, hang on. This doesn't just feels like I've seen it somewhere. And one of the bat suits is a bat suit that's like rainbow. And apparently they were like, oh, Batman's woke because it's a rainbow Batman and blah, 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 blah. And shut the fuck up. Like, you fucking people will complain about anything. See, this is why some people, like, okay, in 2026, can we just make it a law that, you know, it really doesn't make sense. You need a license to drive a car. You need a license to operate a gun. You need a license to even drive a forklift. Like, you need to pass classes for all this. However, there's no type of license for having a phone. Like, some of these people are really starting to, like, the level of stupidity is starting to get up there. Like, another thing is, like, maybe we should start having a license to parent kids. Like, I'm just saying, because some of these people, it's like, you're really going to be having a kid? Like, what? You were sucking 22 dicks in high school and you're having a kid? Jesus, like, what are you doing? But, you know, but, and then there's going to be that one, everybody has a past. Shut the fuck up. Like, some people really just ain't built to be parents. You know what I'm saying? But, you mean to tell me that people are really getting mad over a video game character? Like, we're really getting mad over logo changes to fast food establishments and video game characters and calling it woke and this and that and... People, we really gotta just put down our phones and maybe perhaps read a book. Switching gears. So apparently, don't get any type of great value shrimp. If it says great value, do not purchase it. Because apparently, they found cesium-137, which is a radioactive isotope that is found in radiation treatment, like for cancer, and nuclear reactors and also nuclear bombs. Okay, and Walmart, where the fuck are we catching our shrimp these days? Like, you, and it really does make me go back to all that bullshit of, wasn't there a missing radioactive missile in New Jersey or something like that? And then all of a sudden, like, there were drones and everyone was like, oh, it's the drones, it's the aliens. And now they're saying that the missing drone is completely unrelated to the missing missile, rather, is completely unrelated to the drones that were flying around New Jersey. Now that makes no fucking sense. See, because, like, what are we, like, do they really expect us to believe that? And by they, you guys already know what I mean. Like, they're really trying to pull the wool over our eyes and, like, where do you get radioactive poisoning from? Like, what the fuck? All right, and since we're talking about drones, let's talk about Cybertrucks, because apparently, the Detroit rapper Big Huey, whom I never heard of, but I checked him out after I heard about this incident. Apparently, he had a music video with a Tesla Cybertruck in it and was sent a cease and desist to take down the video because of copyright images because of the truck, which makes no fucking sense. So apparently when he was driving on the freeway, the truck shut down and he put it on Instagram, and this is actually how I saw it, because I was like, what the fuck? And apparently on the dashboard it said something of the effect of, apparently on his dashboard it said, Tesla Cybertruck shutdown, comply with cease and desist, which seems a little far-fetched, but if the Tesla Cybertruck really did shut down, it really does make me think, like, for one, because from what I read, it was a custom Cybertruck, so why is it that he couldn't use it in the music video, and is this really how it's going to be with everybody that has a, what do you call it? Cyber vehicle, a Tesla, whatever the fuck you want to call them, is like a smart, not a smart car. You guys know what the fuck I'm talking about. An electric car. There we go. It's just how it's going to be like if you own a Tesla and, you know, they could just run your ID and then all of a sudden, like, you're just driving all of a sudden to Michigan to go see your side hoe. Then all of a sudden, like, your shit gets pulled over on the side of the road. Like, it just shuts down, like, it just all of a sudden it becomes iRobot, and this bitch just takes over like a fucking Transformer, robots in disguise. Like, what the fuck? Like, is this, like, is this really gonna, I'm really starting to question, like, if this is true, like, how is this gonna affect our freedom of speech, and, like, if we just so happen to be, you know, take a picture with a Cybertruck, like, does this mean, like, we're going to get a ticket or something? Like, it really does make me think about, like, what the fuck's going on? And so, last thing, right? Guys, so apparently, Cardi B is fatphobic. I'm just playing with you. I'm just playing. So apparently, Cardi B went on social media because she had, like, box sets of her merchandise, and she she did, you know, she went on and was like, she was like so surprised. She's like, the box sets of like the 3XL sold out in like 20 minutes. Damn, no Chick-fil-A for you guys. You guys are fat as fuck. But okay, when she said it, like, when you hear her voice, like, it, she kind of looks at the camera, like, you could tell she's joking. And then she's like, you know, no Chick-fil-A for you guys. Like, and then she went on with, like, don't call me fatphobic. So she already called out the Karens and the Carls and was like, I can't make fun of my friends, or I can't make fun of my fans because of knowing that they're fat and all that. And apparently, because we get mad over a restaurant redesign and a fucking video game character, a Lego video game character, people, not even like a fucking, a Lego video game character, people, people then fucking flipped on her and was like, oh, you shouldn't be making fun of your fans, blah, 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 blah. Now, normally what celebrities will do is they'll do the whole apology video on social media, and I would just like to say that my actions are inexcusable and it will not happen again. And they start with the fucking crocodile tears and all that fucking bullshit and, you know, bowing down and bending the knee and all that. Nah, 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 nah. Cardi B kept it gangster. And she was like, no, 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 why is it I can't call you guys fat? You guys make fun of my BBL, you guys make fun of my curves, my hips, my ass, blah, 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 blah. She basically was like, if you guys can't take it in, don't dish it out, like, then shut the fuck up. And she literally, she then went and was like, I make fun of, like, my kids, my friends, my fucking man, my own mama. Like, and then she was saying, or she was doing something. She then went online again, right? And then made a video and was like talking some shit. And then she showed a fucking cupcake, like a fucking pity cupcake to the fucking fans. Like, yo, can we bring celebrities like that back? Like, cause, yo, if you guys really think, like, Cardi B is going to be apologizing for fat shaming when she already told you guys, don't even fucking say I'm fat phobic. And another thing, can we stop with adding phobic to, excuse me, can we stop adding the word phobic to everything that we think is trendy? Oh my God, he's fat phobic. Why would somebody be afraid of a fat person? Like, it's not like this person, as soon as they gain a certain amount of weight, they all of a sudden get like an extended jaw that's like an anaconda snake. Like, and believe you me, I was 382 pounds. I would know about these things. So, I mean, we have to stop using the word phobic to like try and cancel people. Can we just stop trying to cancel people to begin with? Because it's really fucking pathetic. Like, you guys are going after people over like just having fun and just being themselves, and it really makes no fucking sense. Like, you have these influencers, or so-called influencers, quote-unquote, and they're over here scamming people out of money, or you have, you know, people that are like, I'm an actress, actress, not a bop. And I'm like, well, these are the people that just meant to, like, well, what are we doing, people? Like, stop trying to cancel people, especially celebrities, because when you try, when you give it that much attention, you're going to get, like, a response, and it's not going to be the response that you want. And I think people were expecting an apology from Cardi B, and the fact that she doubled, not only doubled but tripled down and handed the fucking pity party a cupcake, like, that's fucking iconic. Oh, salute to Cardi B. Like, very much salute to Cardi B. Like, what the fuck? Like, you guys need to get more thicker skin. Like, it seems like more and more, like, as we progress more throughout the 2020s, seems like you guys are getting more and more built like fucking Pop-Tarts. When you really need to, you know, grow some thicker skin. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened, people. So, switching gears real quick, I want to talk to you guys today. So, last episode, I did the blind guide for the sighted, and the episode before that, I believe it was, I was talking about the American Disability Act, and I was also talking about some not-so-nice stories that had happened to me and some of the people that I know. Now, this episode is we're focusing today on like adapting. So for those of you who are uninitiated, I lost my sight at 18 and I'm 27, so I've only been in this game 9 years. And hey, you know, I've learned a lot throughout, you know, losing my sight at 18, the height of my life. And then all of a sudden, within 3 months or 4 months, 3 or 4 months, losing my sight, like, rapidly, like, was ready to get my driver's license, and no, you got a blind cane now with some dark sunglasses. Go out there and be somebody. Now, I've met people throughout my journey as a blind person. I've met people who were either born with visual impairment or eventually picked it up later on in life, like a bad cold. Okay? So, and one of the things that I realized, you know, going to the school for the blind and just, you know, really having to take a step back and realize that unfortunately things were going to be different, but I had to at some point. It wasn't just immediate, people. I didn't have like this coming to Jesus moment, like all of a sudden everything was peachy keen. Like, it took a lot of ups and downs, it took a lot of hurdles, it took a lot. But one of the things that I realized is a key thing was acceptance. And I realized when I was at the school for the blind, they had like these seminars that like they taught you certain things, right? And in this particular one, they were talking about the founder of this school, and how he wrote this book, and he talks about how in the five stages of grief, like with death, you, if you are sighted, you also go through the five stages of sight loss. So I believe it's denial, bargaining, anger, there's one more, and then there's acceptance. And when I, for fuck's sake, I can't think of that other one. It's denial, anger, bargaining. What the fuck is that other one? Denial, anger, bargaining, whatever the fuck. It'll be in episode 11, okay, people? So, acceptance is the most part, because there had to be, there was a point in at least my journey to where I realized, unless fucking, you know, Elon Musk starts to, you know, change things up like he's fucking Reed Richards in the Fantastic Four, this isn't going to change. The situation is what it is, and I have to accept it, and I have to move on. So, one of the things that I learned real quick was that, you know, if you were born with sight and then it was, you lost it for whatever reason or situation, like, the things that you were doing at whatever point in time, you may still be able to do. So, for example, and I talked about this before, so I felt like I wasn't going to be able to watch TV. I was just going to be staring at a fucking wall like a fucking Momo with a dunce cap on. But then I realized, like, oh, no. Like, with all this technology, there's, like, advancements. So some of the shows that I wanted to watch did have audio description for the blind and basically told me what was going on. And again, that did take some getting used to. Also, my phone talking to me, because my phone does... I'm going to give you guys an example. So this is my grocery list that I wrote, and this is how it sounds. Grocery list, anonymous, stories, landscape. Yeah, imagine fucking getting used to that, okay? So, that was just one of the things that I had to get used to. And one of the things I also had to get used to was how am I going to make this sound without making this sound like all 2025? And, oh, this really hurt my feelings. Okay. I had to accept the reactions from other people, which meant, like, okay, if I'm going grocery shopping or if I'm just out in public, there's going to be some people that are going to stare. There's going to be some people that are going to, you know, like, look at me and, like, kind of, like, you know, indirectly point, but, like, bitch I see you. And, like, it's the simple fact that, like, when somebody sees somebody with a disability or a, whatever you want to call it, they will automatically write them off and put them down at, like, the lowest point on their radar, or I don't know if that makes sense to you guys, but, like, they'll automatically start making assumptions and misconceptions about what they believe to be that disability because of whatever media you wanna base it on. And it's just, I believe that would be, like, a time to rather educate, and I wasn't always on that frequency. Like, if somebody was, like, looking at me and, like, somebody pointed it out, or, like, if I was in line and I was taking a bit too long and somebody, like, said something, it made me feel self-conscious, and then I just kind of shut down. But now I just kind of just figure it out. And another thing I realized was, like, other than like acceptance, was just being able to take a chance. Like, I met some people, and I mentioned this before, I met some people at the blind school that just seemed like in a shell and just seemed so meek to the world. And like, I'm a person to where, like, it took a while, but when I was at the blind school, that's where I started to like really get my footing as a blind person and started to like venture out and start to realize not only that, but like when it was different. I realized it was different when the public looked at me with a mobility instructor, which is a person who will, in this case, will teach me as a blind person how to navigate a certain area. And I realized it was different when I was sighted, or not sighted, duh, when I was just solo. And I also realized that there had to be like some type of communication. And there also had to be parameters of said communication. Now, what I mean by that, boys and girls, is that when it comes to, like, when people are like, oh, how much can you see? I don't specifically like to tell people until I get, like, close to them how much I can see. And it's not so much like I'm keeping them in a mystery or shrouding them in whatever the fuck, but it's more or less like it's a safety precaution, because if I, again, when I say that some people will put these misconceptions and these stereotypes on people when they see them either in a wheelchair or with crutches or with a hearing aid or with a blind cane, they will put these stereotypes and these misconceptions on them. So I'm the type of person to where I don't like to, but I realize it's a lot safer for me. I don't know if anybody else feels this way. Please sound off in the comments. The_blind perspective. Like, share, and subscribe, people. I don't know if anybody else does this, but I realize that, like, when I, like, leave, like, when people are like, oh, well, how much can you see? I kind of tell them, but I kind of don't. Like, or I'll, like, just kind of just shrug it off and I'll make a joke of it. Like, one of the things that I say most of all is, I see enough to get into trouble. Excuse me. And I actually took that from a woman that was at the school for the blind, and she had said that to me, and I was like, oh, I like that. I'm gonna use that. So if you're listening to this, shout out to you. And another thing that I realized was you don't have to be like the it depends on your situation. I'm just speaking for me as a individual who's blind. I realized that there were certain things that I did as a blind person that I never would have done as a sighted person. So one of those things was, I did jiu-jitsu for a while, and I honestly do want to get back into that when I get all settled in, when I'm eventually finished fucking going through the recovery and, you know, all the fucking bullshit with that. So I realized, like, I never thought that I would be, you know, rolling on the ground wearing a fucking gi and sweating up a storm and, you know, having another person choke me out. Like, I no. But, like, it's like I said in, I believe it was episode 6, like, if it wasn't for my uncle being like, nah, like, I just want you to try it. And when I tried it that first time, there was that rush, and my heart was starting to go like this, and it was going 100 miles a minute. So, you know, it's just like taking those types of chances. Like, before I lost my sight, I wanted to be a traveling photojournalist. And, like, it's far-fetched now, but, like, I can still technically take pictures. It's just, like, I can't take them the way I used to or the way I want to. I kind of have to adapt. And with this technology that we have now, like, you have to take, like, not you have to take chances, but you should take chances. Like, okay, yesterday, I, for the first time, made pork, okay? So I seasoned it up real nice and all that, and I still haven't gotten the reviews back yet, for those who are listening, but I put it in the air fryer, and, like, I was, like, real nervous the whole time, because I was like, man, like, what if it doesn't taste right, and because I kind of have a, kind of can't smell right now, and so I was like, man, like, what's going to happen, like, if it doesn't come out good, and this and that, and this and that. And then it came out, and this pork was marinating for almost 7 hours, people. 7 hours. 7 fucking hours. And it came out, and oh, primo. Like, primo. But that's the thing. Like, take chances, because, like, again, when I lost my sight, we didn't have air fryers. So, like, this is, like, these air fryers are a new thing. So even if you're disabled, or no matter what type of situation you are in, we now have the means and the technology and all that to, you know, finesse our way into what people call a quote-unquote normal way of living. And just because it's not their way of doing it, well, fuck them. Like, they don't need to have an opinion. One thing I also realized as well was, like, if you're in a situation where you're one of the blue tag warriors, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta develop an amount of thick skin. Like, I see some of these content creators that are either in wheelchairs or deaf and blind, and they actually do some real cool content. Like, you guys ever heard of the Blind Surfer? Yeah, look that motherfucker up. This guy's taking a real big chance. But he's still doing what the fuck he loves. Like, there's a YouTuber out there, Molly, who's fucking doing what she loves to do, which is making videos, and she's a motivational speaker. You put yourself in that type of mentality, right? To where you're like, oh, I can't do this because I'm blind, or I can't do this because, oh, but I got 9 toes instead of 10, or, you know, I have, you know, a hearing impairment. Like, if you're telling yourself that you can't do these things, and you're already, like, verbalizing that out in the universe, it's going to come back to you. Like, what you put out in the universe is going to come back to you. And I don't think you people realize that. So it's the type of fucking mentality that you got to put yourself in. Okay? Like, you got to realize, like, okay, and it took me a real long time to get in this type of mentality, but you need to put yourself in the mentality of a fucking savage, of someone who's not gonna take no fucking bullshit from nobody, okay? Now, I'm not saying go out there and stab somebody in the neck with a fucking Q-tip or a pencil, okay? That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, sometimes, you know, in life, you gotta have that, you know, you gotta have that moment where you sit back and, you know, you're thankful, because every day above ground is a good day, all right? I always tell myself, and again, this is a friend of mine that got me saying this, of what a pleasure it is to be alive. And, you know, sometimes it comes out, what a pleasure it is to be alive, and, you know, we're smelling the roses and it's all rainbows. Sometimes it's, oh, what a fucking pleasure it is to be alive. Motherfuckers, like, the whole world can suck my fucking dick, okay? So really, it kind of depends on the on where the spectrum lands. Like, sometimes we're going out guns blazing, sometimes we're all about peace and love. But listen, every day I woke up and I chose peace, okay? But it's a type of mentality that you have to put yourself in to get through the day. And it's also the little things that you do before you get your day started. Like, perfect example, okay? If you're having, like, a tough day with things, like, you should probably get organized. And I'm not saying recreate your whole fucking life to, you know, become fucking Johnny Goomba, okay? This is Joey Diaz reference. Johnny Goomba, okay? What I'm saying is that, like, it just takes little things and little actions. Like, okay, for an entire week, make your bed. You completed one thing before you took a shower, before you had your coffee, before you ate breakfast, before you saw the sunshine. You took the time and you made your bed. You completed one thing. Okay, boom. Now go make a coffee, go brush your teeth. Multitasking. That's another thing, people. Multitasking. Like, we need to bring that back because people are like, oh, I'm going to do one thing at a time. And why? Well, what are you doing? You're doing three steps forward, two steps back. Like, you fucking fool. Like, I ought to smack you for that shit. So it's a type of, like, frequency you got to be on. Like, if you're, like, you make up your bed and you're having your coffee, make a list. Write down your goals. And, like, if it doesn't get done that day, then get them done the next day. Like, and again, this is something that did not just come to me, like, fucking Newton's when Newton got hit on the fucking head with the apple. It wasn't like that at all. Okay? I can tell you that for sure. Like, it was a slow build up. It was like, well, I don't want to make my fucking bed. Then I wound up making my fucking bed. Then it was, I was making my bed and you know, writing some things down and writing some ideas down before I even had my coffee. Then it was while I had my coffee. Then I was going to the gym every day. And it's just those slow things like that that chip away at, you know, the mode that you're stuck in, into the mode that you're trying to create, that really, like, you're going to look back in, you know, 2-3 years when you're on your balcony smoking a blunt, fucking tripping on mushrooms, and you're like, yo, like, we did it. Like, remember where I was 3 fucking years ago? Like, and, you know, you're gonna have that fucking you're gonna have that Scarface moment where he's like, who do I trust? Me. Who built this? Me. And I was telling somebody, I was like, you know, sometimes in life, you gotta have that Scarface moment where you take a step back and you realize the world is fucking yours and everything in it, Chico. Okay? Like, you gotta realize that if you put it in your head that the world is yours and everything in it, great things are gonna come to you. Now, I'm not saying go rob somebody, go steal something. What I'm saying is, if you put yourself in that type of mentality to where good things are going to come to you, even though you don't know it, great things are going to be upon you. And another thing is, and I had to learn this very quickly, is having a fucking sense of humor about things. I didn't think so many people had a sense of humor about their blue tag situation, okay? And what I mean by that is people that are disabled, we have a blue tag parking pass. And so on this podcast, they're known as the Blue Tag Warriors, okay? So what I'm saying to you guys is I didn't realize how many people had this great sense of fucking humor. Like, I got me a real dark, morbid sense of humor, right, people? But, like, I realized how some people they all clam up about, you know, the situation that they're in. And some people, they embrace it. And I was, fortunately, one of those people that was able to embrace it and not make light of this situation, but just embrace it. And, you know, I'm not making it my whole identity, but again, you're not tuning into the blind perspective to get a sighted person's point of view. I mean, I was sighted for 18 years, so there are going to be some things about me, about the sighted community, I can give some insight on. But, you know, it's, you know, that sense of humor that you got to have with yourself. Like, yeah, and I had to learn that quickly because in my household, like, listen, if you wasn't cutting ass and coming for people's necks after your second cup of coffee, you were lacking behind, like, and you were, and people were on your fucking ass about that shit. So I remember, like, there was a situation to where I was looking for something, and this is when I was, like, not even a year into being blind. And I remember, like, I was asking my brother for help, and he found it, and it was, like, somewhere in the vicinity of where I found it, but not exactly where I thought it was. And my uncle's in the kitchen, and he's in the fridge. Right, and he's like, come on, Melons, what the fuck, are you blind? Oh, and then he started doing his little fucking shit, right? And, you know, we all just started laughing and just, yo, it's just that type of, like, you just gotta learn to laugh, because, like, laughter is the best type of medication in life. Like, if you can't laugh at yourself, then something's fucking wrong with you, okay? Like, I don't know what the fuck happened to you, but if you can't laugh at yourself when you fuck up on your own time, then what are you doing? You might as well just shoot yourself now, okay? And I'll help you with that. Okay? Not that I'm promoting, you know, unaliving or anybody or anything, fucking bullshit. But, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, if you can't laugh at yourself, then, you know what, then fucking get a fucking backbone, dude. Like, what the fuck? But, you know, it's that type of mentality. Like, you gotta have a sense of humor. You gotta have thick skin. You gotta realize that not everybody is going to be so accepting of whatever situation you're in. Sometimes people are just out there for them, and that's on them. Those are not people that you want in your life. Whether it's friends, whether it's family, whether it's, you know, people you thought were your girlfriend or boyfriend or your fucking husband-to-be or wifey-to-be. Listen, some of those people are just there for a fucking season, okay? They're some quarter-ass motherfuckers, okay? Like, there was a rapper that said, don't have fake friends. Four fake friends will change on you for $1. And I seen that. I believe it was Mace that said that. And when Mace said that, I was like, damn. He's like, friends will change on you for $1. And when he said that, I was like, damn. And he even said, he was like, this shit's going to be on Instagram tomorrow. And, you know, you don't need those type of negative people and negative energy in your life, whether it really doesn't matter who it is. It could be mother, father, sister, brother, auntie, uncle. Like, it don't really fucking matter. Like, if they're not a positive person in your life, like, if they're the type of person where every time you hear that they're in town or they're coming over, you're like, oh. Well, get rid of them. Like, it don't really matter. Like, if they stress you out that much to where, like, you clam up, then get fucking rid of them. Okay? Like, because it's really not worth it. Life is too short to deal with people's negativity and people's fucking bullshit. Okay? We really don't, like, oh, listen, people don't need that. Okay? Like, listen. Cut those people the fuck off. Hit the block number, all right? Act like you don't see them, like we're in fucking Black Mirror, okay? Smoke a joint and, you know, inhale good shit, exhale bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, what are these people doing in your life if they're making you this miserable to where they're worth the fact that they take up space and rent in your head and in your life? Explain it to me. Go on ahead. I'll wait. No, I'm not, because we're going to be switching gears, because people, we got some questions. But again, people, eliminate the people that carry dead energy in your life, because you really don't fucking need that. But again, what the fuck do I know? I'm just a blind guy with a microphone and talks a lot of shit. Anyway, on to the questions for episode 10. first question is a double question. So this question is, how long have you been writing, and do you have a favorite person that you write with? So I've been writing like short stories and poems and things of that nature. And like, I believe it was like fourth or fifth grade. And I wrote like this poem to this girl, and I don't think she ever got it. And if she did get it, then I it must be still at the bottom of her fucking backpack somewhere. Well, like, listen, this was a time to where like, when I was starting to be like, okay, she's hot. So like, there may have been a few smut stories with some of these girls that I went to school with in like fourth, fifth, sixth grade. And Jesus, like, I actually found one of them because I don't know. Well, I know how. It was a shitty hiding spot. My mom caught me, and she was like, you can't be doing this, and blah 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 blah. And I was stupid too, like, I like, yeah, it was just, it was all bad. And so that's when I started writing, and over time I found a fond for reading and, you know, writing, and especially like dark stories like Stephen King and real dark shit like Edgar Allan Poe. I was like, oh, that's poetry? Like, because my introduction to Edgar Allan Poe was like in fifth grade, sixth grade, somewhere around there. And it was like the first kind of creepy story, or rather creepy poem that I thought was a story, but it was actually like a poem. And I was like, whoa, okay. And that was kind of like my fondness for Edgar Allan Poe. I still write to this day. Like, I still come up with like titles and, you know, all that. And I do like online role playing or storytelling with people online, which leads into the next question. Do you have a favorite person or people that you write with? So for poetry, I kind of keep that to myself. For short stories, I also keep that to myself. But for people that I do write with, like online, I have a few friends that I've been writing with for, it seems like fucking years. Like, it seems like a lifetime. And one of them I can, like, there's a few of them that like really come up with like some great stories, and like they are like some really great writers. But yeah, I do have some favorite people that I write with. One of them I will mention, her name is, I'll call her L. I do have one where I was out and somebody had seen the screen on my phone, and it was like real long, and they started to, I don't know why, but they started to read it because they were like fucking with me, and I was like, whoa. And it was for who I call my literary mistress. Long story about that. But yeah, so that's the first two questions. Second question, is a hot dog a sandwich? Oh man, this is like saying that fried, that what the fuck was it that I saw the other day? Oh, apparently people were saying that scrambled eggs is fried chicken. And oh, listen, okay, for one, that's disrespectful to chicken. Okay, now I get what you're doing. I get what you're doing, that little cutesy fucking shit. Yeah. But for no, a hot dog is not a sandwich. A hot dog is simply a hot dog. Like, no, it's most like how a burger isn't a sandwich either. Like, like water is wet. Water makes things wet. Like, it's just... All right. Next question. If you're blind, how do you walk with your cane slung on your shoulder? That is a very good question. Okay. So I have enough vision to where I could make out big type of landmarks. And I also count my steps. So for the first, like, 20, 30, about 50 trips, I will walk and I will, in my head, I'll be counting the steps. But I'll be walking at different paces. So there'll be times where I'm, you know, taking small steps. There'll be times where I'm taking slightly bigger steps. There'll be times where I'm taking steps like I'm fucking Bigfoot. And, yeah, the cane slung over my shoulder is simply, like, to let people know, like, yes, I'm blind, but, like, looking back on it now, it probably throws people off, but, what are you gonna do? Next question, is actually a twofer, again. So, how do you take your coffee, and is there anybody you enjoy having coffee with? So I like my coffee like I like my women, light and sweet and with an edge. Okay, so that's a little bit of creamer. It's gotta still be a little dark, you know what I'm saying? You got some espresso, you got me some cookies to dip in, and I'm Tip Top Magoo. Okay. Oh, Tip Top Magoo, like, you have me some of those, like, oatmeal raisin cookies to dip in my coffee and great googly fucking moogly. We're going back to Maggie and the Ferocious Beast from fucking Nowhere Land. I got weed, I got coffee, and I have my cookies. Oh, leave me alone. Don't even talk to me. You don't exist. You don't exist. Who I like to have coffee with? So I normally will have coffee in, like, the beginning of the day. There'll be times, like, if I'm lagging, that I'll need, like, that 3 o'clock, or that 12 o'clock cup of coffee, and then that 3 o'clock cup of coffee on the dot. But, if I do have coffee with people, it's, like, friends, it'll be, like, friends and people that I can bullshit with. And there are some people that, like, I can go and, you know, ring them up and be like, hey, let's get a drink or whatever. But then there's also certain people that I can just, you know, call and be like, hey, like, I'm having coffee. You want to have coffee? And, you know, there's some people I would say I have, you know, some digital coffee dates with, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. So the next question is, what led you down this path? And, okay, so what led me down, like, if it's, like, the path of, like, podcasting, so podcasting was never in my, it was never in my sight. I always was like, oh, it'd be kind of fun to have a podcast. But, you know, those were just like, you know, those thoughts at, you know, 2 a.m. when you're, you know, 20 bong hits in and you're like, you know, I'm going to change the world with my words and I'm going to make people listen. And, you know, so those were just like, you know, those 2 a.m. stony baloney thoughts. It wasn't until a family member had hit me up and was like, hey, I got an offer to co-host on this podcast. Like, you should do it with me. And, you know, she made it look real good. And it was a good opportunity. And I was like, but then I was like, okay, so we got two people that we got a man and we got a woman, right? And then we'll have me in the middle, kind of like a, I thought I would be like the, you know, the balance of in between. And so, you know, I did it for a good 12, 13 episodes. And we talked about, you know, fucking everything and anything. And, you know, that shit fell through the cracks. And, you know, it's like, one of the things I will say was, and this is something I brought up with communication with people, and, like, detailing, like, what exactly you can see. So, one of the main wedges I had with going into business in the podcasting was there was this one person who, like, because, you know, it started out as three in my first go-around as a podcast, then it became two. So when it was just two, it was me and this one other person. And I am a person who is not technologically savvy. Like, I have an editor that edits this podcast and puts it all together and makes it look all beautiful for you guys. And so I know nothing about, like, editing or sound effects or nothing of that effect. So after a couple episodes, I had all these ideas, and I was like, oh, we could do this, 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 and this. And he turned around and was like, we had kind of gotten into it. And he was like, you know what, why don't you edit this podcast? And this is where the communication comes in of, like, yeah, I don't know anything about editing. I don't know anything about that technology. I don't know anything about that type of, like, computer program. I don't even know, like, dog, I can hardly see, like, 2 feet. Like, what do you mean? I can't even read print without it being, like, a foot tall each letter. Like, get the fuck out of here. You want me to edit something? Like, I ain't got to fight for that. And that was just one of the things that, you know, that was just one of the reasons as to why your boy Ghost is no longer with, in that type of situation. And so, what led me down this path was somebody presented to me an opportunity, and I took it. It didn't exactly go out too well. What I mean by that is, like, when I started podcasting, I was like, all right, like, we're getting some views, and this is cool. So then, like, I kind of went, and I got hyper-focused on that, and that affected not only me, but also a lot of other people. And, yeah, so I'm just working on, you know, trying to move past that. Well, I have moved past that. And then I was approached by a friend of mine, Strider, shout out. And he was like, hey, we did this podcast episode together. And yeah. So then I wound up being a co-host on the Gorilla Squadcast. And then about like a few months down the road, I started getting ideas for doing my own podcast, and long story short, now we're here at episode 10, baby. Let's go. Like, come on, people, come on. What the fuck? You gonna really do me dirty like that? Come on now. I heard episode 10. What the fuck? That's more fucking like it. That's more fucking like it. We got a fucking Academy Award type of applause. Okay? That is more like it. Now, next question. So, do you feel like your podcast or speaking with people could help people? So, it's actually a really good question. So, when it comes to podcasting, I feel like there's a place for everybody's podcast, but for me specifically, when it comes to helping someone, like, again, I'm like no doctor. I have no degree, no certificates or anything, psychology, whatever, didn't go to college. But if what I say on the air could, like, change somebody's point of view or perspective on how they look at their, like, how their situation is, or if they hear, like, a certain, you know, blind banger, and they're like, no, like, it's not as bad. Like, that really would like that's awesome. Like if I do somehow change somebody's, you know, way of thinking or their perception on either how they view disabled people or if they are a blue tag warrior and they have a shift in mentality because of my words, then yeah, like that's fucking awesome. And like if you feel moved or grabbed by this podcast, please like, share, subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it. Last two questions. Do I have nicknames for those that I'm close to, and what are my favorites? So, yes, I do have. Well, I got nicknames for literally everybody. Like, you'll be like, you know, I got nicknames for everybody, whether you're, you know, smelly bitch or, you know, yappy who's like, or, you know, like, oh, there goes the talking Momo. Like, you know, I always got a zinger for everyone. Not so much a zinger, but I always do have nicknames for everybody, especially if like there's that one thing that's interesting about them. It's like, oh boy, look at this fucking, oh man. But also like I do the nicknames out of humor. So like if I like, okay, like if I see I'm trying to think. Like, okay, the second part of that question, because I guess it would lead into the wrap up, would be, do I have any favorites? So, I have friends to where like I have. I'm trying to think. Okay, I do have one friend who has like a father who's in the church. So we call him priest, and it's like things like that. Like if I know someone that's always, you know, with the bright colors, they're fucking sunshine, or they're, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a thing about them. Like if you got a limp, you're stanky leg. You're the stanky leg guy. Like if you're, you know, always, if you always smoking, you're a smoky. Like we're calling it back to Friday. Like if you're a person who's always late, like we'll just call you timekeeper. Like, cause I don't even know what the fuck. Like, but yeah, so that's the type of, that's how I formulate nicknames. I do have favorites. Like I said, I got, friends of mine, and I just have people in my life. Like, for example, the literary mistress. And I have one, we call her Yapzilla because she's always fucking talking about herself. But it's those types of things. And yeah, so that's the end of those questions. Please send any more of your questions in to, you could slide into my DMs at the_blindperspective, or you could send them to me. Again, these are all anonymous, to my Instagram at onlyblindghost. You already know how it's spelled. And that is the end of the motherfucking 10th blind fucking banger. Again, thank you guys all so much. Once again, like, share, and subscribe. And people, I will see you all in the next episode. Stay marvelous, people. Peace the fuck out.